There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider App. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio. We've got a jam-packed show lineup for you today. We're going to speak with representatives from the Northfield Raider wrestling team, and then we're also going to speak with some representatives from the Northfield Boys and Girls Nordic Ski Team as well. So, jam-packed show. Going to love to talk with you. I have not had either of these teams on yet this year, so talk about their respective seasons up to this point, and both have postseason coming up, so we're going to really get excited and get in-depth as to what they hope to accomplish once the postseason comes around. So very excited for that. We will also do a recap of how some other Raider sports have done over the last couple of weeks. Did not have a Raider app last week. There was really no school. I believe the only day that they went to school was on Friday last week, so not a lot of events were happening last week, so figured I'd take it off and come back and jam-pack Raider app this week. So I'm happy to be back here on the mic. But right now, let's go ahead and bring on members of the Raider wrestling team. I'm going to be speaking with Ethan Johnson and Trayton Anderson. Ethan a junior, Trayton a senior, and we're going to learn about their season up to this point. And they have the section tournament coming up this coming Thursday. The Raiders will be the number 2 seed in section, so a very good seed. They're going to be right behind Owatonna, and we're going to get their thoughts on that, their season up to this point. So I'm going to not waste any more of the time since they're nice enough to come down on a Saturday. I'm going to bring them on right now and say good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, hello. Trayton, let's go ahead and just start with you. Brief recap of how the Raider wrestling team has done so far this season.
Oh, we've done really good. Our dual record's something like 24-5, and that's going to one of the hardest tournaments in the country, the Clash, with the best teams in the country. Yeah, we've done really good. We were top 5 in the Rumble, which is in North Dakota. Yeah, pretty much the only teams we lost to in Minnesota is Owatonna and Mounds View.
Okay. Okay. And you fought that Owatonna. I remember it was one of the first weeks of the season where you only lost to them by like 3 points or something, and there was some questionable maybe officiating or something on that first meet. So it proves that you guys were able to compete with some of the better teams in the state. Ethan, want to get your thoughts on this team. You know, this is a younger team, and you guys are very strong in kind of the lower weight classes. You at 152, Trayton 132, and it's been fun as I've been following you guys all season to see the success you've been having. Just what are your thoughts on this team maybe taking that step forward as you have over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I really like this team personally. Like, for me, it's been filling a different role. Like, I've been on the varsity team since 7th grade, so I've always been kind of the guy looking up to everybody, and now I'm one of the captains and older guys on the team, and so, you know, I gotta kind of step up and like be a leader to these guys. But this team is a different kind of team. Like, everybody, all the lower weights, like, especially, like, all these kids have been wrestling together since they've been 5 years old, and everybody's just, like, brothers. And so the team's really close-knit, and it's, like, my favorite team I've been a part of so far.
I got to ask both of you, what it's like when you get those varsity meets, how you have the mat, you have the lights overhead, then it's dark all around you, so you're kind of that spotlight match. Trayton, what's it like wrestling in an atmosphere like that?
Yeah, it's really fun. You really get more adrenaline when you're wrestling in an atmosphere like that. When it's just your home crowd and your home gym and everybody's watching, it's a lot more fun to wrestle in a situation like that.
Ethan, same question. That atmosphere of those varsity meets with the lights dimmed and you just kind of you and whoever you're taking on in the spotlight.
Yeah, that's the meets that you want to wrestle for. Like, those ones are the best ones. You got everybody from town coming, everyone you know, family and friends. They come, you get your walkout song, you get the run out to it. So it's kind of, it's the most fun duel you'll have all year. And this year we were lucky enough to have 3 and probably 4 with our first team section meet coming up. So,
all right. What is your walkout song, Ethan?
I don't know yet. I've been running out to Led Zeppelin this year, Whole Lot of Love, so I don't know if I'll change it or not.
Why don't you just have your old man write you?
I might have to, exactly.
Chad Johnson from the A Street Band, and a very good local musician. Ethan's dad also went to school with Chad, so know Chad really well. Trayton, what's your walkout song?
I don't know what I'm going to do for sections, but what did I have last time? I did have some country at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And, oh, I had from the Sandlot, what is it, like the Wind Skies and something like that.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Absolutely. Trayton, let's go back to you, and I just want to talk about what were some of the best meets or the biggest meets that, let me rephrase that. What meet at what point in the season did you and maybe some of the other, you know, upperclassmen kind of look at this team and be like, oh my gosh, like, we have a chance, we can compete this year? Was there a meet that kind of stuck out to you early on in the season where it was like, wow, we're gonna have success if we can maintain this momentum?
I'd say it was probably at the clash, maybe the second day of the clash, the first day of the clash. We wrestled number one team in the state from Illinois and came down to the last match, and I'm like, yeah, we have a good team here. We can make a good run at the state tournament.
All right, very good. Ethan, is there a meet that sticks out to you personally where you kind of were looking at, like, oh my gosh, we got something here?
The biggest one was probably at the Clash, too. Like, there's all the toughest teams are at the Clash. And then even this Albert Lee match, like, our coaches were, we haven't beat Albert Lee since 1999. That was the first time, so it's been 20 years, and they're always a tough team. And coming into that duel, like, we were like, we knew it was gonna be a close one, and we ended up winning by, like, I don't know, 18 or something,
18
like
points, 42-24 as well.
Yeah, so having like meets like those, like, you can really start to see, like, hey, we can do this and beat Owatonna.
So by beating Albert Lee yesterday on Friday, the Raiders were able to clinch that number two seed in section behind Owatonna, which means that they're going to take. And I also want to talk about, you know, another meet a couple weeks ago, you guys wrestled Faribault. And I've been reading the report here, and that's Coach Stopp said here that you guys had not beaten Faribault since he took over as coach in like 2014 or 2015. It's been a few years.
Yeah.
So, you know, meets like that. And then I mentioned the Owatonna meet early on in the season, only losing by three when that was a meet that, you know, the last couple of years as you guys were young and kind of coming up, you know, that was a meet they'd blow you out, but, you know, not so much this season. And just talk about the feeling, Trayton, that you guys have going in this section and how and what those feelings are.
Yeah, we're feeling good. I mean, we're going to make adjustments, obviously. We're not going to go in and do the same thing against Owatonna. And we've prepared a lot more than for the second duel than we were prepared for the first duel. And I think we have a solid shot at taking out Owatonna.
Okay, and if you take out Owatonna, more than likely that means a trip to the state tournament as a team. There's two separate things in wrestling. You have your team tournament, and then you have the individual tournament, which wrestlers can qualify for. But Ethan, I want to get some thoughts on what made you want to become a part of the Raider wrestling team.
I've always wrestled from the time I was a little kid, and then when I was growing up, like, it was sometimes like struggling, like wanting to keep on doing it, but it's like the bond that you make with the people that you're going through this with, because everybody on the team, like, knows that this is the hardest thing that anybody else is going through with sports, and so you kind of just like make this brotherhood, and you don't want to break the brotherhood, so you gotta just stick together as a team.
Very good. Trayton, same question to you. When did you start wrestling, and what made you want to become a part of the sport?
I started wrestling when I was three, and then, well, pretty much my whole family's wrestled. My mom's wrestled. My dad's wrestled. All my grandpa's wrestled.
Okay.
My brother wrestles. So, yeah, it's just a part of our family. And if you're in our family, you pretty much wrestle.
Okay. Do you guys, I know one thing about wrestling, and not everyone has to do it, but some wrestlers do, is that cut and weight thing and making sure you watch what you eat before meet or days before. Can you talk about the mentality you need to have to be able to do something like that and still go out and wrestle a good match, Ethan?
There's a lot of, like, ways, like, or kids that don't cut weight right. They think that it's stopping drinking water 2 or 3 days before, but you don't want to do that. You want to cut weight healthy and cut, like, a healthy amount of weight, too, not cutting it over the top. And this year was the first year I haven't really had to cut weight all year. Like, I'm basically walking around at 155, 156, and so I'm not really cutting weight compared to years before, which is really nice for me because I'm feeling pretty good coming into this every tournament. So
okay, Trayton, same question to you. Have you had to cut weight this year, and you know, kind of the mentality you need to have to do something like that?
Yeah, I'm not really cutting much weight this year because my body's kind of adjusted. So once your body adjusts, if you're cutting weight right, it's not that bad. And I just wanted to, like, let other people know, if you're thinking about joining wrestling, you don't have to cut weight when you join wrestling. It's just something that you do if you want to get your team to the next level and make it to the state tournament.
Who is your favorite teams to compete against, Trayton? We'll ask you that question.
Well, Owatonna.
Owatonna? Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Ethan, same question.
Owatonna is the big one because it's like, it's such a heated rivalry. Like, even our coaches, because some of our coaches, like, wrestled for Northfield too, and so they've lost to Owatonna. They go to the state tournament and stuff like that, and so our coaches are hyped up all week, 2 weeks before, like trying to get us all hyped up. So it's always a very competitive duel.
All right. Triton being a senior, Ethan being a junior, you guys have been wrestling for a few years. Is there any individual wrestler that you really look forward to going up against, and what team does he wrestle for? Is there a matchup where you look forward to wrestling them because you're evenly ranked, or it's just a good match, or you have a healthy respect for each other? Anybody stick out, Triton? Maybe we'll ask you that.
No, I'm looking forward to just wrestling everybody this whoever I'm going to face, I'll look forward to wrestling them.
Sounds good. Ethan, same question.
I've had a personal rivalry with Faribault's Josh Othout for like the last 2 years, and our record against each other is 2-1 on the season, and so I'll have him at the section tournament to go to the state tournament, and every year it's a brawl, so I'm looking to get on top of that one.
Okay. Sounds good. Again, we're speaking with Ethan Johnson and Triton Anderson from the Raider wrestling team. The Northfield Raiders had a nice dual meet victory over Albert Lee yesterday, as we heard Triton say. First time they've beaten Albert Lee since the 90s. 42-24, they are the number two team in sections. That section meet is coming up this coming Thursday, so they're very excited about that. But guys, let's go ahead and talk about what were some highlights that you guys experienced this season. This can be a personal thing, somebody that you beat, or a team thing, Ethan. And we'll ask you that question.
A big team thing at the Rumble, we went 4-2 as a team with a winning record. Like, everybody that goes to the Rumble is a tough team, a solid team. So anyone that you beat there, you know that they're a solid team and you're seeing improvements as a team. And so that was a big team one. And then individually at the Rumble on the Run in North Dakota, I All-American. And we had multiple All-Americans. The year before, we had zero. And okay. I think this year we had four or five, and so that just like shows that we're taking the step up with like our guys to the next level. So
okay, Triton, same question to you.
Team wise we did have three finalists in the Rumble, which is mm-hmm. obviously one of the hardest tournaments in the country for high school wrestling. Then at the Clash we won our last three straight duels, and we were beating teams pretty good, and we got on a roll, so that was one of our biggest team things. And then we had a duel with Scott West. We didn't win, but it was a really good duel, and that really showed that we can compete with these good teams.
Okay, very good. And guys, I want to talk about, you know, when it comes down to wrestling, can you explain the style that you like to do? Are you defensive wrestlers where you wait for the opponent to attack and then try to counter, or are you the aggressor and do you attack? Ethan, we'll ask you that question.
I try to stay on the offensive, but Triton knows that sometimes I like to feel my guys first. I like to kind of get a feeling of what they're trying to do. I like to slow them down and get to my offense. Okay. So I try to wrestle more offensive. I know I wrestle better offensively, but sometimes I try to slow things down at first.
So I'm going to train, same question, your style.
I like to score points right away. I don't really like to like try to feel my guy out. I try to like to score points right away and try to end the match.
Okay. Do you guys like going? I mean, I'm sure the pin is obviously the culmination of it, but there's also sometimes where maybe pinning opportunities don't come around. So you mentioned the points and winning. I mean, do you guys look at that too when you go into a match? Like, okay, this is a guy that I need to pin, or this is a guy that maybe I can point out victory, Ethan?
Yeah. With the team duels, like especially against Owatonna, like our Stobbs been preaching all year. He's like, get bonus points and don't give up bonus points. Like when we're on our backs, you got to keep bridging, get out of bounds, get to your belly, do whatever it takes. And when we're on top about to get the pin, like, you got to get the pin.
Okay.
And so when you got matchups against guys who are powerhouses from Owatonna and guys who we know are going to lose, it's just about like going out there and not giving up points. And when you're trading, you know, going out there and getting as many points as you can, even if you can't get the pin, just like get any kind of bonus points necessary.
How is the, you know, I got to imagine wrestling team-wise being, you know, very cool camaraderie when you're, because you're not wrestling, it's your guy out there, you know, I go back to that duel under the light type style, and just, you know, what does that mean, Triton, for you going out and watching your fellow teammates go and compete and have success?
I'd say team is a lot more fun than individual tournaments. I've actually been to a team state tournament before, and I can tell you it was way more fun than being there as an individual. So it's when you're wrestling as a team and you're doing good, it's a really fun experience.
All right, sounds good. And then, guys, as we wrap up the interview, I want to just kind of ask each this question about, you know, obviously I know the personal goal and the team goal is to get to state, but what aspect of sections are you really looking to excel in? Is there an area of your or an area of the style that you're doing that you want to get improve upon or you really want to take to the next level or just kind of your mentality as you go into sections this next week? Ethan, we'll ask you that question first.
I want to go in the sections scoring more points. I want to get to my offense. I want to get to my shots more. I don't want to like feel safe with a 3 or 4 point lead. I want to go out there and get bonus points for the team and for myself. So just going out there and wrestling the score.
Sounds good. Trayton, same question, the mentality you're going to have coming into sections this week.
I'd say wrestling a little bit more smooth and not missing out on opportunities. Like if I get a move, don't not get the move, like get everything I can get.
Take advantage of those opportunities, and if there's a window, go through it, right? Get in there. Very good. All right. Well, boys, we really thank you for coming in this morning. Good luck this week in sections. It sounds like you guys are expecting big things here. We love reporting on you guys, and we'll do this next Saturday as well when we report on how you guys did. So we're hoping for some good results. So keep up the good work and have fun, but have some success as well. So thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you
for having us.
That is Ethan Johnson and Trayton Anderson from the Raider Wrestling Team. We'll take a quick break and be back with Nordic Ski right after this.
At Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual, you can get the coverage you need from the people you know, and they will be there when you need them most, because Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual grows trust locally, and they are proud of our area's FFA chapters taking time to share what FFA is and the impact it has on its members during National FFA Week. Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual and Grinnell Mutual take pride in supporting our excellent FFA programs. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual provider in Wanamingo today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Don't miss the Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Up to 200 vendors, 4 speaker stages, giveaways, and more. The Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
95.1, the one station where our playlist goes on for days.
I've seen a lot of pretty boys in my time. I never really paid them any mind. But baby, since I found you, somehow I knew that you were the loving kind.
And welcome back to Raider Rap, everybody. Great conversation with the Raider Wrestling Team. We're going to switch it now, and we're going to talk about the Northfield Nordic Ski Team. I've got some representatives from the Nordic Ski Team in, Carolyn Peterson, Katie Schroer, and Jessica Mesner. We're going to talk about their season up to this point. A couple of them have qualified for the individual state meet, as well as Patrick Welch from the boys' team also qualifying. Carolyn and Katie get to do that, but I'm excited to talk to all three of them, get their thoughts on this season. Kind of a weird up and down season as far as weather goes, as there was no snow at the beginning of the season and maybe too much snow sometimes, and with cold at the end of the season. So a very, very crazy dichotomy that these Nordic skiers had to deal with this season. But I want to get their thoughts first off, so I'm going to bring them on. I'm going to say good morning, girls. Hello, 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 hello. All right, let's get those microphones up a little bit. Perfect. Okay, so Carolyn, since you're on my left here, we'll just start with you. Just a brief recap of how the Nordic ski season has gone for you guys this season.
We've had a really great season this year. Both the girls' team and the boys' team placed fourth at sections, which was really good for us, especially since we're competing against bigger schools like Lakeville and Prior Lake and Burnsville. And I think just this season, especially our JV has really improved, and our team size has just gotten much bigger, and it's been really fun to see both varsity and JV really improve.
All right. Katie Schroer, let's talk about that. Nordic ski is one of those sports where the JV, you know, gets just as much opportunities and gets to participate and be part of the event as the varsity does. And just talk about that dichotomy and what that means for some of those JV skiers getting opportunities to compete.
I think it's really cool, that aspect of the sport, that we all train together and we all get to ski at meets together. There's only a couple meets that the JV and varsity, only one of them races. And so I think it's really cool, for one thing, for us to be able to be more of a single team and be able to interact a lot and bond as one whole team and not a varsity and a JV team. And I think it's also, since this is a sport that you really have to learn, and it's a lot of technique, it's really good for everyone involved to be able to learn from each other and see what each other is doing. It's really cool.
Jessica, I want to ask, sticking in the team aspect, you know, Katie mentioned the bonding and the chemistry that you get by having a team like this. Do you guys have any kind of fun rituals or something on the bus before a meet, after a meet, that you guys like to do?
A lot of time we just play like fun music or something, kind of get the whole team coming together and just having fun and singing along. We've had like a lot of team bondings this year too, where we all just like hang out as a team, and that's definitely helped the team dynamic be a lot closer. And I think it helps that a lot of these people come from sports that pretty much the same sports, like mm-hmm. cross country or something, where we all pretty much know each other from other sports too, so we're already pretty close, and then we get a few other people in different sports and we come together to be a really good team.
All right, and I think Nordic skiing is one of those sports where you respect your opponents as well. If somebody has a great time or does really well, do you get that, you know, that camaraderie thing of you all kind of, you and the teams that you go against kind of being in the same boat of working hard and being, you know, skiers? Carolyn, let's ask you that question there. About if somebody, opposing team, does well, do you go up and give them high fives and everything like that?
Yeah, definitely. It's really fun to get to race against girls who we get to race against pretty much the same teams every race, so we get to know people. Okay. And then especially at like sections or some bigger races when everyone is super close, it's really fun to get to congratulate people at the end. And if you're finishing with someone you know that you've raced against before, it's really fun to get to congratulate them at the end and see them while you're skiing and maybe go back and forth while you're skiing with who's leading or something like that.
All right. I had this conversation with the Alpine Ski when they came in a couple of months ago, but I mentioned the weather aspect, that you guys are at the mercy of Mother Nature every single year. It seems like the last 5-6 years have just been, you just really don't know what you're going to get. And this has been one of the crazier years that I can remember weather-wise. So, Katie, I want to ask you about early on in the season when there was no snow and you guys were trying to, you know, fill out a practice, fill out meets by going to places. I think there's some courses that do have fake snow that allows you to ski. Am I correct on that? So Just talk about the mentality that the team needed to have early on in the season when there was no snow and what you guys did to kind of keep it fresh, if you will.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting, actually, because this season we actually had more snow than usual right at the beginning of the season, at the beginning of December. And we were able to have the first couple meets that were scheduled, and we haven't been able to do that in a couple years. And that was really exciting to be able to kick off the season with actually skiing. But that first couple weeks of January there, when we're used to always having snow, and we were roller skiing in the middle mm-hmm. of January, and that's tough, but I think it was good for us because we'd already had some time to come together as a team. And we knew how to push through it a little more.
And Jessica, let's talk about these last couple of weeks now you guys have had, when you guys have done practices and meets in the bitter cold. How's that been going for you guys?
Yeah, it's definitely really hard because it's just so cold. There's been a few practices we've had to do inside just because the wind chill's so bad that it's like we can't even be outside. So that's been a little hard, but I think we've been making the best of it. And it's kind of nice now that we got so much snow. So we've been able to actually go skiing in the lower arb, which we usually don't get to do. So that's been good. But yeah, it's been a little hard just because we haven't been able to go outside or do something. But I think it's really like helped us come together as a team. Even though we haven't been able to go outside, we've been just making the most of everything and like just enjoying the weather that we finally are getting snow.
And one of the things, Carolyn, that I think is, what do you guys do to mentally prepare? Because a lot of times you get in a routine. You go to school during the day. You have practice after school. But the last couple of weeks, not a lot of school has been going on with all the snow days and cold days that you guys have received. So what do you do mentally to kind of to stay focused? And when it is time to go practice or go to a meet to be able to do that, Carolyn?
Yeah, it's been really weird not having as much school these past few weeks, especially around sections and big races. But it's been good that we've still been able to have practices some of those days. And I think really just thinking about your race or thinking about what you're going to do at practice to improve, like thinking about some technique you want to work on, or just really remembering what you want to work on when you're going to practice or meet has been helpful.
Katie, go ahead and talk about what made you want to get involved with the Nordic Ski Team.
Well, I joined the team in seventh grade 5 years ago, and I actually grew up skiing with my family. Okay. It was something I had never really done it competitively before, and I wasn't all that great at it, but I was comfortable on skis, and it had been a thing that we did as a family. Okay. And but I was new in Northfield, and so joining a team was actually, it was good for me in terms of making friends and kind of having a group that I was part of, and that's only become more true. It's even more of a family now.
Very good. Jessica, same question to you. What made you want to get involved in Nordic skiing?
Yeah, I also joined in seventh grade. I came off of a season of cross country, and I really liked cross country running. So I was like, hey, maybe I should try cross country skiing. It's kind of the same thing. And I'm still kind of like looking back. I'm like, wow, I really did that, because now I don't think I'd feel like as comfortable just joining a sport where I don't know how to do anything or don't know anyone. So I'm really impressed that I did that with myself, and I'm really glad that I did do that, because it was like the best decision of my life to join this team. So that was, just thinking back, is like really cool to me. And yeah, I just wanted to keep going with another sport because I loved it so much.
Very good. And Caroline, same question. What made you want to get involved in the Nordic Ski Team?
Well, my family also skis a lot, and when I was a seventh grader, my sister was a senior, and she was on the ski team, and so my mom kind of wanted us to do a sport together when I was a seventh grader and she was a senior, so that kind of pushed me to join, and my dad and my mom and a lot of my family skis also, so okay. I had skied a little bit before.
All right, so one thing you guys do is you kind of work hand-in-hand with the boys' team. We don't have a boy representative down here. Who would like to talk about the boys' team and how they've been doing this year? Do I have any volunteers, Jessica? Okay.
They've been doing really well, actually. They've been placing a lot higher than they have in previous years, which is really cool to see them, because we've lost some people, we've gained new ones, so that's been really nice. Like, I think we've had an exchange student this year who's been on varsity, so that's been cool to see. And just, like, a lot of younger people or new people have been coming up on varsity, too, and the fact that they're getting second, third, fourth at all these meets are really cool, too, because that's something that's not really been done in the past.
Okay. Katie, is there a friendly rivalry with the Alpine Ski Team when you guys talk in the halls at school, or do you guys kind of just stay separate and they're separate sports and you guys kind of mix and mingle a little bit when it comes to Alpine, and which, you know, the friendly banter, if you will? Is there anything going on with that? Or
I think there is a little bit of friendly, I don't know about rivalry, but yeah. We don't get to interact that much because we don't ever practice together. But I know there is a little bit of, we each kind of think we're the better sport.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, sounds good.
We joke with each other about it.
Awesome. Caroline, some of the favorite teams that you like to go up against?
Well, for us, it's really fun to go up against Lakeville and Prior Lake. both Lakeville schools, because we have gotten to know them through a Christmas ski trip that we do over winter break. So we get to ski with them then and then meet new people, and then it's really fun to see them again at races and race against them.
All right, then I'm going to ask all three of you this question. Favorite course? Jessica, we'll start with you.
I don't have a favorite course. Well, I do. Theodore Wirth would be one of my favorite courses, but one of my favorite places to ski is probably either the Berkey Trail or ABR Trails in Michigan.
In Michigan. Okay, yeah. Very good. Katie, same question. Favorite courses?
Well, I also think one of my favorite places to ski is ABR Trails in Michigan, where we have our winter camp most years. But probably my favorite course to race on is also Theodore Wirth, because that's where I kind of grew up skiing and where I learned to ski first. And it's also just a really fun course.
Okay. Caroline?
I would agree with both of them. Theodore Wirth is definitely one of my favorite places to race, just because we don't get to race there as much, so it's a little different, and it's just a really fun course. And then I would agree that in Ironwood, ABR trails are really fun, and also Wolverine. We went there this year, and it was really pretty and super fun to ski at.
So you mentioned winter gathering. Do you guys do that every year, like as a team, take a trip to Michigan?
Yeah.
Then and go get to some work? Okay, and you mentioned, Caroline, that you do that with the Lakeville teams as well. Like, is there a big group of you going? Can you explain that a little bit, what that trip's all about?
Yeah, the Lakeville and the Prior Lake teams, and then Northfield, we all get on a bus together and go up there and ski together for a few days over right after Christmas. And it's really fun to get a lot of training in and ski with people you don't always get to ski with.
It's not a meet. It's just you're practicing with the teams or whatever. Just okay, very cool. Awesome. Again, we're speaking with Carolyn Peterson, Katie Schroer, and Jessica Mesner from the Raider Nordic Ski Team. Girls, I guess we'll talk with Caroline and Katie here a little bit about congratulations qualifying for the state tournament on an individual level. Katie, just your thoughts on what you hope to accomplish at the state meet coming up this week.
Well, we both went to the state meet last year, too, and so it's really exciting to get to go back now that we kind of have the lay of the land and we know what to expect a little bit better. I'm hoping that this year will be even more fun than last year, and maybe I can improve my result a little bit, too. I was starting to get injured a little bit at the end of the season last year, and so I'm hoping mostly just to have more fun and ski with people that I've gotten to know from other teams and have a really good time.
Okay, very good. Caroline, same question. What do you hope to accomplish at the state meet coming up this week?
I would agree with Katie. It's really cool that we're going to be back again, so we kind of know what to expect. And I really want to improve my place from last year, move up, and just have a lot of fun and race against people that we don't usually get to race with.
Okay, sounds good. And then, girls, as we go ahead and just kind of wrap up the interview here, I just want to get some final thoughts, Jessica, Katie, and Carolyn. Jessica, we'll start with you on, you know, just your thoughts on the season, what it's been like to be a part of this team, and you know, what you take away from having a season such as this with kind of the crazy weather, but it also sounds like the team bonding and chemistry is really good. And just, you know, what do you take away from having a season like this with the Raider Nordic Ski Team?
Yeah, I thought this season has been really good just with the snow and the people. It has been so fun, and a lot of people have joined that have made it so much better. And it's been hard with some new coaches and different things, but it's definitely, we've been able to overcome everything as a team, and I'm really proud of that. And knowing that the whole team just came together to work through all the issues we had, and I'm really happy at the end of this season. I'm kind of sad that it's over, but I'm really happy just to see the progress the entire team has made, and I'm just so proud of everyone on the team for all they've accomplished, and I'm really excited to see what they can do next year.
Very good. Katie, same question to you.
I would agree with Jess. I'm really proud of how far the team has come and everything that we've accomplished together and just all the fun we've had and how much we've improved. It's really cool to see that. And it is kind of bittersweet at the end of the season, especially since there were a lot of new people this season and we had a lot of new coaching changes. And but I think, yeah, I'd agree with Jess. We really handled it well, and I am more than anything really excited for next season.
Okay, very good. And Caroline, we'll end with you. Same question.
Yeah, I would agree with both of them. It's been really fun this season. Just our team chemistry has been awesome, and I've been super proud of everyone has really made big improvements, and we've really been able to come together as a team and work hard at practice as a team, but also have a lot of fun. And it's been super fun to watch, especially some new JV race for their first few times and really do well and see people picking up the sport pretty fast. And just everyone has made such big improvements, and we've worked together really well.
Very good. Well, Caroline, Katie, good luck at the state meet here coming up this week. Thank you all for coming in. We really appreciate it. We look forward to following how you two and Patrick do at the state meet this week. So we'll be reporting on that next week here on Raider App. And then we'll talk with you guys all very soon. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Jessica Messner, Katie Schroer, and Carolyn Peterson from the Raider Nordic Ski Team. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
At Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual, you can get the coverage you need from the people you know. And they will be there when you need them most. Because Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual grows trust locally. And they are proud of our area's FFA chapters, taking time to share what FFA is and the impact it has on its members during National FFA Week. Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual and Grinnell Mutual take pride in supporting our excellent FFA programs. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kenyon Holden Warsaw Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual provider in Wanamingo today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Don't miss the Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Up to 200 vendors, 4 speaker stages, giveaways, and more. The Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
February is National Children's Dental Health Month. It takes more to maintain good dental health than just brushing teeth at home. Regular dental checkups are vital for your child's total health and well-being. The American Dental Association recommends having your children's teeth evaluated every 6 months. The dentist can check for cavities and place dental sealants to prevent cavities in the pits and grooves of permanent molars. A child's dental development is also monitored for the proper eruption of both baby and permanent adult teeth, as well as the bite relationship between the upper and lower dental arches. Dentist and hygienist can help children and their parents develop a good care routine to promote optimal oral health between visits. This announcement has been sponsored for your child's benefit by these Northfield area dentists, Drs. Aaron Johnson and Christy Johnson from Johnson Dental, Drs. David Buck, David Brust, and Michael Thompson of Heritage Dental Care.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental of Northfield. The doctors Becky Johnson, John Nowak, Brian Craby, and Tyler Yonke would like to remind you that February is Dental Health Month. New patients in the month of February will receive a free exam and necessary x-rays. The doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental would love to see your smile. You can find us on the web at professionaldrivedental.com or give us a call at 507-645-5264.
And welcome back to Raider App, everybody. Let's go ahead and recap some other Raider sports that happened. First off, bummer week for the Northfield Raider girls hockey team. They were in the section tournament against Lakeville South, and they ended up losing in the quarterfinals. First time in 2 years they are not going to the state tournament. Let's go ahead and recap what happened. There was plenty of chances at Northfield Ice Arena, but due to a combination of strange bounces, good defending from fifth-seeded Lakeville South, and a solid performance in net from Becca Macklin, the fourth-seeded Raiders fell 3-1 to Lakeville South in the Section 1AA quarterfinals. This courtesy of Michael Hughes from the Northfield News. The loss ended the high school hockey careers of 5 Raiders who played a part in 2 trips to the Class A state tournament their freshman and sophomore seasons before being bumped up to Class 2A the past 2 years. It was frustrating, said senior forward Lizzie Morshing. We knew where to be and where to put the puck, but it just didn't end up our way, which was upsetting. It took only 8 seconds for Northfield senior defender Kate Boland to fire her first shot on net, but the leading scorer for the Raiders wasn't able to force a shot into the net or dish out an assist all night after she racked up 30 this season, good for 11th in the state. Senior Rachel Bielenberg made 24 saves in net and was often needed in flurries as Northfield was asked to kill off 4 penalties. It succeeded on 3, but the first score of the game was tallied with 9 minutes 16 seconds left in the first period with 14 seconds left on a power play. Morshing said, in a way, the loss has already started to settle in since the topic of Wednesday possibly being the group's last game was broached before the puck was dropped. Still, in the moments after the game, the feeling was a little heavier. It's a little more emotional, Morshing said. Brent Bielenberg, coach, says it leaves a void. It does, because a lot of them have been around for so long, and a lot of them are the heartbeat of our program. That's high school sports, too. Next year, a new crew steps up and gets to lead, but this was a special group of seniors with their leadership ability, and the Raiders had a very successful season, finishing the year 16-10. Raider girls hockey team done for the year, losing to Lakeville South. Northfield girls basketball had a meet against Rochester, had a game against Rochester Century last week. Fueled by a quick start, the girls basketball team ran away from Rochester Century Friday night at Northfield High School, finishing off a dominant 59-26 victories with its starters on the bench for the last several minutes resting up. After being kept away from the court for much of the week and with another game on the slate for Saturday, the game script played out almost exactly how Northfield coach Tony Matheson was hoping it might. He said, "We didn't get to practice Monday, but then we were able to practice yesterday, so that was good to get. This is now last week. This was good to get back out and play a team in Century that's struggling. To be able to play someone like that, we came out and took care of business and did what we needed to do. It was great. We got to play everybody. Everything went the way we wanted it to go heading into the rest of the year." So that's a nice victory for Northfield. The Raiders then had a chance to take on Albert Lee last night. The message was the same before and after Northfield girls' 56-36 victory last night against Albert Lee at Northfield High School. "Is this it?" was the question scrawled onto the locker room whiteboard by Northfield coach Tony Matheson. Yes, his team won going away on senior night thanks to a dominant second-half effort, which started with a 17-3 run. The origin for the question arose from the first-half effort, which led the Raiders possessing only a 15-14 lead with 5 minutes, 9 seconds left in the first half. Matheson says, quote, "I thought in the first half especially we took some really quick shots. They were open, but there were 6 or 7 possessions in a row where it was 2 passes or less and we didn't score. I took a timeout and that's what I specifically talked about. Our specific strength against teams like this is when the ball goes inside and then we make decisions from there. It's not always glamorous, but it's effective." As a longtime baseball coach, Matheson views working the ball inside as singles and doubles. They might not end up on highlight reels, but string enough simple plays together, and the result is just as effective as a standout play, but with a much higher rate of success. Matheson uses the baseball terms and, quote, "A hitter goes 1-for-6 and hits a 3-run homer. That's what they put in the paper. I look at those guys that are 3-for-5, 4-for-6. They're on base all the time. That guy that hit the home run, he also made 5 outs. The home runs look great, but sometimes they work 1 out of 5 times, and we want to increase that percentage and simplify." With the victories, the Raiders are now 11-8 overall, 10-5 in the Big 9 Conference. And they have a few more games to go before sections coming up here, but basketball usually one of the last sports to finish up. So, and we'll finish up with boys basketball here. Just like I mentioned with Rochester Century and the girls last week, despite a double-digit halftime lead, the boys basketball team was unable to return home from last Friday night from Rochester with a victory against Rochester Century. Instead, the Panthers quickly stormed back to within a few points of the Class 3A 7th-ranked Raiders, who still had a shot to win it at the buzzer until senior guard Blake Christensen's shot went in and out of the basket. That forced overtime where Century surged ahead for a 93-89 victory. Head coach Andy Birkbaum says, quote, "Blake had a good shot, but it just rims in and out. If he makes that shot, we're celebrating and it's a whole different deal. That's the way it goes." In terms of offense, Friday night was as good as the Raiders could have hoped for. Northfield finished shooting 59% from the floor and 55% from behind the arc, while senior forward Mason Zick led the way with 29 points on 10 of 13 shooting. Century was led by junior guard Jack Fisher, who piled up 37 points while drilling 14 of his 21 attempts from the field. Overall, the Panthers shot 57% from the floor. Northfield with the victory improved to 11-4 overall, 8-4 in the Big 9, and then they had that game against Albert Lee last night, just like the girls did. A sluggish first half eventually gave way to a quick start in the second that allowed Northfield boys to ease its way to a 74-65 victory at Albert Lee that was a little smoother than the final score might suggest. After leading 36-35 at halftime, head coach Andy Birkbaum installed some alterations that allowed the Raiders to better attack the zone defense from the Tigers and race out to a 20-point lead before Albert Lee hit some late three-pointers to present a closer final score. Birkbaum says, "I was really pleased with our second half. We just attacked a lot better and switched over to our zone. They didn't make as many shots, and we controlled the boards. We really took control fairly early in the second half and kept increasing the lead and forced them to come out of their zone, and then we executed really well in the man-to-man offense." The victory kicks off a rapid stretch to close the regular season, in which Birkbaum said his team will have 9 games starting Saturday afternoon at home against Winona and only 8 practices remaining, assuming the weather doesn't cause any more logistical havoc. The Raiders will travel Tuesday to take on Rochester Mayo, then make a return trip Thursday to clash with JM, and then welcome Mankato West to town on Friday. Birkbaum says with this schedule, with all of the cancellations, it's going to be interesting. I've never been through anything like that. It's kind of like an NBA schedule. The Raiders right now are 13-4 overall, 9-4 in the Big Nine. And that's going to do it for Raider Wrap for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank my guests, first off from the Raider wrestling team, Ethan Johnson and Trayton Anderson. They have sections coming up on Thursday. They are the number 2 seed. Wish them the best of luck. They are looking to possibly beat Oton and maybe even make it to state as a team. That'd be the first time since, I think, 2010, the last time they made it as a team to state. And then I also want to thank my Nordic skiers, Carolyn Peterson, Katie Schroer, and Jessica Mesner for coming in and talking about their season as well. Katie and Caroline qualified for the state meet on an individual basis along with Patrick Welch from the boys team, so wish them the best of luck as they have sections or a state this week. So that's gonna do it for Raider Wrap. Have a good day.